First on Officer Houck. Again, transported here yesterday. Remains in serious condition. Is undergoing some surgery. But I have been able to speak to him several times in good spirit. So we certainly hope that and expect him to have a good recovery. His wife is with him. His family, who from out of state, are now with him. I think they feel much better now that they can see their husband and son and feel much better about the situation. In terms of the suspect, as you know, we took Prather into custody earlier this morning. Since that time, we've also been able to recover a handgun, which we believe we're looking at being the weapon that was used during the attack on Officer Howe. Prather is at shock trauma also. From injuries sustained probably yesterday during the initial encounter, the initial gunfight, not from his apprehension today. The apprehension this morning went off without an incident. Just a couple quick thank yous, and I'll turn it over to our county executive, Ken Allman. First of all, obviously to the great folks down here at Shock Trauma, who every day keep people alive and really do take special care of our law enforcement folks and the medical staff. And you hear from Dr. Scalia and all the support staff have been nothing but supportive as we've gone through a very difficult period for us over the last couple of days. Also, a thank you to Greg Durr, our union president, who is with me here. Been very helpful in making sure we take care of the needs of Officer Houck and his family, including getting them from out of state. And certainly a big thank you to our community. You know, we know how disruptive our operations have been to that community along Route 1, and we have asked for patience since yesterday at 4 o'clock, and they have given us that. And so we're very, very appreciative of that support. We're very appreciative of all the offers of support and the prayers and the well wishes that have come to Officer Houck and his family. So we certainly want to say thank you to our community for that. And I know that the Houck family has expressed those that appreciation as well. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to our county executive, Ken Allman, who was here last night with me, has met with Officer Houck and his family, and would like to provide you a few updates as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Chief. You know, the most important thing we do in government and the public sector is to keep people safe, and it's the brave men and women in law enforcement who do that every day. And so Officer Houck, woke up yesterday doing his job and ended up here late afternoon because he was doing his job, keeping the rest of us safe. And so I want to thank the public for sending their thoughts and prayers to Officer Houck and his family. I want to thank the men and women in law enforcement in Howard County and all the other agencies, our partner agencies who lent a hand yesterday, last night, and into the morning so that we could find this obviously dangerous individual. And I also want to thank the public in Howard County, the citizens, and also the business owners. As the chief mentioned, closing Route 1 for that long of a period of time is a big deal and not something we take lightly. But again, our job number one is to keep people safe. And so the fact that people were patient and they were vigilant, they called in tips, they called in information to let us know to do their best to help us is something we're incredibly appreciative of on behalf of all the citizens of Howard County. Lastly, I want to thank the team here at Shock Trauma. I have the great honor of serving on the Board of Visitors of Shock Trauma. It is an incredible resource for the citizens of Maryland, for law enforcement officers who, when they're doing their job, if they have to end up here, it is the best place in the world to be. So I want to bring up Dr. Scalia and thank him and his team for everything they do every day and all the care they've been giving to Officer Houck. Dr. Scalia. Yep.
Thank you, Ken.
I'm sorry we're here again. Late yesterday afternoon, Officer Houck was admitted with a gunshot wound. He underwent a period of evaluation, observation. He had multiple injuries. We have just finished his operative procedure. Everything went well, and he is still in serious condition. It's a little hard to tell. It's still kind of early, but we are hopeful that he will make a full recovery, but he will certainly be in the hospital for at least a few more days. It's a privilege to run the Shock Trauma Center. We hate it when people get hurt, but we're happy we're here to be able to get them back to their fullest recovery.
Doctor, can you tell us how many times he was hit and where?
He was hit in the torso once.
Where?
In the torso. Yes, we just finished.
And it was just one surgery?
Well, it was a combination of a number of operative procedures that we did sequentially.
About how long did that take?
It took us a few hours.
Doctor, Mr. Prather, the suspect, I assume, was brought here, suffered, according to the chief, a leg injury. Can you tell us about his status?
He is in stable condition.
And does he
have a gunshot?
He does.
One? Two, I think, actually. In his legs.
And did he require surgery?
He has not required surgery.
And you said Officer Howell had multiple injuries?
He did.
Were there other kinds of injuries?
He had injuries to a number of organs in his body.
Prognosis for him?
We're cautiously optimistic and hopeful that he will make a full recovery.
That's for the officer, not the suspect.
That is for the officer. That is correct. That's correct. Yeah, we're here to take care of people. Everybody deserves the finest medical care that is available, and they get it. And the process will proceed once everybody has made the best recovery they can, and that process will be that process. But that's not our part. It's not up to us to judge. We take care of people. No.
Not require surgery?
Unlikely.
And his medical condition now?
Stable.
Chief McMahon, can you tell us about Officer Hunter? He's been with the force for 2 years.
He's a 30-year-old. He's been with our department for 2 years. He had served in the armed forces prior to that. Great young man. You know, one of our, we're blessed. We're blessed in Harrah County to have some really super folks being police officers in our county, and you know, he certainly has met all of our expectations when we hired him and exceeded those. Just off to a great start in his career, and you know, we're anxious to get him back and see him continue that. Does great work, great person, great family. You know, it's a tough situation to have to tell a wife, to meet a wife here in the parking lot and take her up and you know, show her husband, but just an incredibly strong family, and frankly, we're drawing strength from them.
Chief, can you talk a little bit more about how Prather was able to evade you all for 16 hours?
Well, have you been to the area? So it's a fairly wooded area. There's lots of places to hide. Again, this happened around 4 o'clock in the afternoon. We mobilized a lot of resources, not just from Harrah County, but from throughout the region. We're blessed to have great partnerships throughout the state with law enforcement. Number of assets were utilized last night. Some of the more visible ones were no longer employed after a certain time, but we had plenty of assets in the area. And we were not surprised at daybreak when we renewed some more intensive searches. We were not really surprised that we found it.
I guess what I'm getting at is the storm drain. Can you talk about that and how you believe that he was hiding out there?
Yeah, I don't know that he was hiding the storm drain. We did find a weapon. So they, you know, please recognize we're about 22 hours into this. That's not a very long time for an investigation. So I know there's a lot of questions that you want answered. I just don't have all of them yet. That's why our investigation is continuing.
I'm so sorry, but on y'all's Twitter feed, it says that police believe he was hiding out in this storm drain and that a gun was recovered.
Well, we did find the gun, as I said, in the storm drain. So, I mean, there could be a natural inference that that's where he was as well. So is that where he hunkered down for the night? If he did, he would have been invisible to some of the resources we brought to bear. And again, you know, we had a limited amount of daylight yesterday, so we were back out there early this morning to renew our searches, and obviously that paid off because we were able to take him into custody before he caused any more harm to any of our officers or anybody in our community. So we're grateful for that. We just recovered a couple hours ago. Trust that we have plenty of investigative resources looking into the history of that handgun.
Chief, did you know about the drain last night, and was the drain searched?
I don't know that.
Can you explain what happened now in terms of the suspect
So sure, he's here. He has been charged on a temporary felon warrant. More, formal charges will be taking place, and we have detectives here to guard him. And then when his treatment is done here, he will go in front of a court commissioner, and he'll go to the detention center based on the bond that may be set.
What happens to the reward money? I know we talked to a man and someone else, and I talked to a man who works at the auto shop.
Yeah, I just got that information before I walked out of here, so we're tracking that down. Look, we're appreciative of the help that we got from the community throughout this. Great information, great leads. We'll work all that through. I just found out about the information. I really don't have an answer to that.
And I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said. The kind of charges that he charges is facing?
The more formal, we'll work with the state's attorney and make sure the appropriate charges are brought against him. So all that's being worked out now.
And could that happen?
I really don't. I can check and get back to you on that.
Do you anticipate him being released from the hospital?
I don't have any idea when that might be.
We will finish the evaluation process, and then his length of stay will depend on what it is we find.
Okay.